good, Ron. That sounds like a lot of fun. I have no idea what your weather's like. This is, Dan, 6, Victor. 6 call, but I'm actually in Colorado, Lovely, Colorado, originally from Michigan, and we're actually up on the All-Star Link. I was hoping to make contact with a friend in Midland, and he was able to get into this repeater, but he's having some radio issues, so I'm kind of hanging around waiting for him to see if he maybe shows up. But Loveland, Colorado, yeah, we're right by Fort Collins. It's about midway between Denver and Cheyenne, Wyoming. And we got a cold, cloudy day. It looks like Michigan here today. And I think our high is going to be 49. But anyhow, the zoo sounds like a lot of fun. I've never been to the zoo there in Saginaw. Grew up in southeast Michigan, North Farmington to be specific. But we still go back. Recently retired, we thought about moving back. But you got a very nice signal. I didn't hear any noise, full quieting. So your signal's not too bad at all. It's a pleasure to meet you, Ron. Again, the handle here is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. KN6VV, back to you.
All right, Tom. Well, great to hear you in there on the All-Star Lake. Yeah, I'm just using a handheld in the vehicle, but it is powered by 12 volts, so it's putting out a full 5 watts and a little external antenna to help out with the coverage. And that's all I've got in this vehicle at the moment. But yeah, we have a lot of fun. Weather-wise, beautiful. Beautiful for this late November. We're about 45 degrees today. We are partly cloudy and dry, so this will be a great event. We should have a good turnout for the zoo tonight. And what we do is, it's like a radiogram, but we have a friend of ours that comes up. He lives down about 30 miles east of St. Louis, Missouri. He comes up every year to do our sanograms for us. He used to live up here in our area. And he has a friend in Fairbanks, Alaska. He does the old, not Morse code, but the old telegraph is what he does. And he brings his telegraph equipment, and we set it up here in front of the zoo. We take some radiograms, sanograms from the kids with their name and where they're from and a couple of toys that they want. And Jim sends that information from here at the zoo up to his friend in Fairbanks, Alaska. And then from there, his friend will take all of those messages, put them in an envelope, and he mails them up to the city council of North Pole, Alaska. And we've been doing this for well on to 30 years, so a lot of fun. The weather will be great tonight, dry and fairly warm, so perfect night.